Okay, today's Adav is Menchet. We're holding at the two dots at basically one third of the way down the Adav. Tenth line. On Rav Yehuda ben Rav Shmuel bar Shilat, Mishmei Derav, Tish'a achlu dagan, V'echad achal yerek, Mitztarfim. You have nine people that ate a real meal. One guy only ate some vegetables. He would be mitztarf to be mevorach im Hashem. Omer Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Menemi Rabbi Yehuda, you know, I asked Rabbi Yehuda at the time whether that would be true even about eight people. If two people could be mitztarf by eating yerek. And I asked him what it then would be seven people. And he told me it makes no difference. And darn it, Shisha, Rashi's gears apparently is vay, the lovely boy. What a shame I didn't ask him about six. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, it's a good thing you didn't ask about six. He would have thought you're stupid. There's a husband time of mine, Mishum Dika Ruba. And I said, what's the difference? Once you've already established that it's not simply a question of filling in the last guy we had before, Tisha is Nira Kasora. Okay, so I'm not going to say Shiva is Nira Kasora. So if he told you that Shiva is good, so you already know that it's a din in robes. So what are you going to be? Make a fool of yourself and ask him even six. Whereas Lamaisa, that's not so clear. Because the reason Rabbi Zeira felt that it was important to ask was because he held that you need a ruba de minkarva, you know. And that perhaps, and as once you're down to six, you're talking about basically even with, if I put the two together, it's not so clear to you that you had most of the people that were eating pot. And indeed, halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskens, you need a ruba de minkarva, just like this. And since the Gemara ends up with this.
Which is six or seven?
Seven. Yeah, seven. He said, I asked him, you had a seven. So the Shulchan Aruch brings indeed seven. This is Machlokas HaPoskim here. That's how the Rif Paskins, and he follows the Rif in this. Yanai Malko Malkata. Now, we know that Yanai had some rather serious altercations, shall we say, with the Chacham Yisrael. He came out on top simply because he knocked them all off. So there certainly weren't going to be any Talmidei Chachamim hanging around the Yanai's palace. This was at the time of the Chashmonaim. And they got into a little bit of a problem when it came to Birkat HaMazon. There was nobody really that would hang around the palace. There was a Boki in Birkat HaMazon. Now, he was married to the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. Of course, the Godel Shebe Chachomim. So anyway, see, he's sitting there eating with his wife. It's probably a pretty rare kind of thing. Should have a chance just to eat together, you know. So Nikata Lurabon, and since he had already killed off all of the rabbis, that's certainly one solution. Lo Havila Inish Lekruchilu, Lebruchilu, he didn't have anybody around to be Mavarak Birkat HaMazon. Omar the Vita, so he told his wife, ah, what a shame. Man Yoivan Gavat Mavaraklan. If only somebody would give us someone here that we could be Mavarak to. Omra Leih, so she said to him, look, if you swear to me that you won't drive the guy crazy and have him knocked off too, I'll bring you someone. So, Ishtavali di im maitina lecha gavra de lo mitzarat alech. Ishtavala, so he swears to her that he'll treat the guy correctly. So she brings her brother, Shimon ben Shetach. I saw the Shimon ben Shetach achua. And Otvei ben Didei ledidai sits him down between the king and the queen. Omar lei, so Yanai says to Shimon ben Shetach, you see, Chazita kama yikra avinavacha, look how much covet we give you. I mean, you know, Omar lei, get out of it, covet. Lavatka mukatli, you're not giving me covet. All right, do the mukrali, it's the Torah that's giving me covet, and I'm here because of my Torah, obviously. Because after all, I mean, dechtiv, it says in the pasuk, sal shalot roman beka, you hug the Torah will bring you honor. But don't give me this business that you're giving me covet. So he turns to his wife and says, you see what kind of guys these are? They're irrepressible. You can't keep them down. The only way is to knock them off. So they give him the kosher bracha. So he says, oh, so now how am I supposed to say? I mean, I can't say Baruch Shacham Mishloach. Obviously, nobody invited me to eat. I suppose I should say, Baruch Shachar Yanai V'chavirah Mishavalom, Mishavalom. That's going to be a hell of a Birkat HaMazon. You know what, I think I'll just drink it. And he drinks the Gozgo. That was the end of Birkat HaMazon. So Shati Lahu Kasi drank that cup in order to be Mitztaref L'maisa with the sword. So he would also now be one of the people who drank. So they give him another kos. Yovalei Kas Achrin Ubirach, and he was Mevorach on that other kos. Omer Baba, Breda Pchia Baraba, Shimon Ben Shetach, the Abba, the Gamri, the Abba. What Shimon Ben Shetach did over there to be Mevorach for them, after having had only a kos of wine, he did on his own das. Nobody would be masking to that psak. It's all very nice to be mitzaref is one issue, but as far as to be motzi someone else and you didn't eat, so what are you going to be saying the birkat hazimun to be motzi them with hazanat hakol when you didn't even eat? So if you ate a gezayat dagan, then you could be motzi them yilidei chiyuva. By the way, note that there's a number of different issues here. Earlier, when we were talking about Siruf for Asara, we talked about even Yerek. Now, that's a machloket, that it could be. I mean, it's not clear to us how many people were eating at the Suda. Mashmutus was rather intimate Suda. And there's a big machloket about whether one can be mitztaref even to Shlosha. Because after all, when you're being mitztaref to Asara, you have a lot of people that ate. And they're over there, it's less nikar. The fact that one of the people is only there because he has a little bit of yirakot. When it comes to shlosha, we're over there, you're being goring the whole chiyuv of the zimun. There are those who hold that you can't be mitztarev just with a little bit of something or other. You need at least something that's b'chayev of brocha achrona and so on, which could be the case over here of the yayin. But in any event, to be mavarech for someone else, there you have a problem. And there's another problem here that lies beneath the surface, because even if Shimon ben Shetach had a cup of wine, and he was mechuyev in brocha achat mein shalosh, and even if we do ein motzi et achav chayvat achshi ochal kezayat dagan, in which case kezayat dagan could be referring to bread. That's only a chiyuv derabbanan. The chiyuv derais is ve'achaltem sevata. The mashmaut over here is that indeed Yanai had eaten a full meal, was perfectly happy, and on that we're saying nonetheless, Shimon ben Shetach, if he would have eaten a gezayit of bread, he could have been motzi. How could he be motzi? He's only chayav derabanan. So indeed the Bahak says on this that he wouldn't have been motzi. It's only because we'll have to say that they ate pochot b'kedei sviyah, the king and queen. He was being motzi because he's chayav min rabanan, and they're chayav min rabanan. We saw the same thing earlier, legabi katan. We said a katan can be mevorech la'aviv in a case where the father ate only a kizayit, so he's chayiv only min rabbanan. So the katan is also a chayiv min rabbanan, so he can be motzi acher midei chovato. Right. Rashi doesn't like that approach. Rashi says, look, the mashmaut here is clearly that they had a full suda, and now they're sitting and they're waiting for somebody to bench. How can you say it's talking about they ate pachot mikizayit? Therefore, Rashi says, this is a very important sugi because it has hashlachot for all the entire issue of the chiyuvim of Kotan in terms of chinuch. Rashi says that be'etzem, anyone who's chayiv b'davar mid rabbanan is called a chayiv b'davar. And he really could be motzi yidei chovato of someone who is a chayiv only chayiv even mid yiraita. Because the fact is that he's already b'chalal the chiyuv. Now, okay, so in this particular case, he's only chayav de rabbanan. And the truth is, once a person can be mechuyav bedavar, he can motzi rabbi midei chovatan anyway, miyakaraden. Aye, what about the story before of katan, where we did not say that by katan shigiel chinuch? Rashi says that because a katan doesn't have any chiyuvim, it's absurd. The chiyuv of a katan in terms of chinuch is that the father treats the child as if he's mechuyav bedavar. But that's it. Just walk in and take the president's chair. So local kach pashut. If you want to take somebody's chair, you could try your friend David Solomon. But then he'll come in. You'll have to deal with him. That's a new stuff. Since I was mafsik to tell you where to sit, I could be mafsik to tell you welcome and shalom aleichem.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'll
This is the CM is only on Thursday.
So welcome back, school party.
Oh, welcome back.
It's still hotter for me.
All right. So according to Rashi, a cotton is never called a mechuyav b'damar. Makes a great deal of sense. On what authority would the Rabbanan be mechayev a katan? Since the only authority that the Rabbanan have in the first place is the fact that the Torah was mechayev you to listen to the Rabbanan, if a katan is not mechuyav b'davar, he's not mechuyav to listen to the Rabbanan. So if the Rabbanan want to insist to listen to us, he can laugh at them. Why should I listen to you? Who told me to listen to you? In which case it becomes ridiculous to say that they are mechayev the katan. It's an infinite regress. It was going to be Mechayev the Katan to listen to the people who told Mechayev the Katan. So therefore, Tainas Rashi, anyway, a Katan is never called Mechuyav B'davar. So you can't ask, thank you very much, why he wouldn't be able to be noticed once he's Chayev and Rabbanan. Because it's not a true Chiyav. Okay, as far as what, Chinuch is not a Chiyav on a Katan, it's a Chiyav on a father, says Rashi. Okay, this becomes now, the Tosfos has a whole discussion about it, becomes a serious Gemara in terms of understanding the nature of Chiyuvei Chinuch. However, it's in many places the Gemara is mashma, not like Rashi, and yet logically speaking, there doesn't seem to be a mechanism to actually be mechayev katan. That's of course Rashi will have to say the Rabbanan included in the pretense of the katan's chiyuv that he's motzi, but it certainly can't be motzi the someone who's mechayev of the Araisa. Tosfos, if you'll recall earlier on, and here once again reiterates his pirush, which is that there's such a thing as a double derabanan. In other words, on something in which someone would be chayav mid rabanan. So he has a derabanan where he's mechuyav on achila v'kizayim. But the katan himself, the whole chiyav is only derabanan. So the chayav, as I say, that the katan who ate a shir of derabanan would be motzi someone who ate. It's not that doesn't make any sense because it's a double drabanan. Now that's Tosfos' chiddush earlier. Okay, but again, it's not really our circuit. What we're interested in is defining what is the nature of tziruf to the bracha of zimun, either for 3 or for 10, and what is the difference between tziruf and the ability to be motzi someone else yidei chovato. So what we've come out here so far is that when we're talking about the tziruf just to be part of it, even Achilas Yerek would be sufficient, at least when we were talking about 10. When we're talking about Sira for 3, we don't have a clear raya, because over here he was mitzaref dafka with the kosher yai, which is already a choshev at Siruf. But in order to be motzi, Acheri v'dei chovato, he at least needs to vit nekezayit to be mechuyev, at least in the Rabbanan. According to the Bahag, that's only if the other people were also on the mechuyev the Rabbanan. According to Rashi, even if the others were mechuyav d'oraita. Masiv Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Is that where I'm up to? I think it's where I'm up. Yes, it's where I'm up to. Masiv, the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Allah ve'esiv imayim, afilu lo tavali mayim ala betzir, v'lo achali mayim ala grogeret achat, mitztareif. Note, it says over here, even if someone only participated in a dip or ate a grogeret, one fruit, he would be mitztaref. That's only to be mitztaref. Avalahotzi et acharabim yedechovatan ach yochal gizayit dagan. Indeed, you need to have gizayit dagan. Itmanam yomer of chanavar yudim shveda rova afil lo tavali ma'im ala betzir lo achali ma'im ala grogeret achad mitztaref. Whereas Lotzia the Rabin Yedecho Vatan, in a Motzi, Achiochal, Kezayet Dagan. In which case, you can't really have done what Shemim and Shetar did. Omra Khan Bariyad Bishwe de Rava, Yilkata, Achal Allah Yeret, Vishata Kosha Yain, Mitztaref, but Lotzia in a Motzi, Achiochal, Kezayet Dagan. Okay? Again, here the Gemara is not clarifying Tzibuf Lagabe what. There's some more machmer for tziruf l'shlosha. And then again, there's also a question when you say shata. I mean, shata yayin is a lot more than yerek. La halacha lo maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin said you could be mitztaref even with mashke, as long as it's not mayim. Mayim can't be mitztaref. Some Tainai Yibub Coke was more than mine. It's flavored mayim, mayim with sugar, is not worse than an Allah Shal Yerek. And you could be mitzarif even the Shlosha Yipaskets. And indeed, we are mitzarif people, even without Achilas Targa.
It
would be also in the Russian water. Just water, not. Some, it's interesting. Some say you don't even need a shear, even though over here there's no riot in that. I think that the minig is pretty clear that they expect you to eat a gazayas of something, or to drink every small lugma of something. But I mean, the mashmot, the tefillah, is that you don't even need a shear. So some, in fact, are medayat, but you don't need a shear. Oh, boy. Next you'll be saying you should make the Sheva Brochas. And then it'll be all the Sheva Brochas. You're going to be mafsik one from the other. You'll get the whole thing without having done anything except zipping a little bit of tea. we'll talk about when we get to this. We give Sheva Brochas. It already follows the positions. Question of whether that's all you need to have been in the city. Omer of Nach, Moshe Tikein Li Yisrael Birkat Hazan. Bishash Yarad Lehem Man. As soon as the man came down, so there was a special bracha that Moshe was mitaken. Some learned that the meaning of this is that all of the brachas we understood, there was their milachatfil, if we darshan it from the posik, as we saw earlier, we're going to review that drasha today, the various brachot, and that the reference here is to the girsa, the nusach of the bracha. Now one has to say something, uverachta, is a given. So Moshe was mitaken birkat hazan mire kitzurata as we have it when the man came down as part of the thankfulness for the man. Yehoshua tiken lehem birkat haaretz b'sha'a shenifnasu la'aretz. Again, the nusach habracha comes from Yehoshua's time. David and Shlomo together at separate stages were mitaken the bracha bonei Yerushalayim. David didn't have a Beit HaMikdash yet. And he was mitaken a Yisrael amecha vayushalayim irecha. And after Shlomo built the Beit HaMikdash, he added ma'al habayit hagadol v'hakadosh. Hatov ha-meitiv, the fourth bracha, was actually a takona in Yavne, and it was mitukan keneged harugei bitar. Yom Rav Matna oto hayom shnidu harugei bitar lekvura tiknu b'yavne hatov ha-meitiv. Hatov shlo yisrichu. The day that the Romans finally allowed people in to bury those people who had died in Beitar, and they found that the bodies hadn't decomposed, they were mitaken in Yavne, brochav hatov ha'meitiv, the general brochav hatov ha'meitiv, which is said all the time when everyone has to say it. They were koveyed as the fourth bracha in general in Birkat HaMazon. The reason is hatov ha'meitiv was because there was hatov to those who had died, that their bodies didn't decompose. V'hamitiv to the rest of us, that we were allowed to bury them and therefore not to become free of the churban, in a sense, and to begin now in the process of rebuilding, which of course is fundamental to the whole idea of Yavne. That's what Yavne means. It literally means to rebuild. And the whole point of Yavne, in terms of Rabbi Yochanan, is the rebuilding.
We say that the three are Doraisa. That would mean that even before Yeshua and they were in the midpoor, they would say Brahma on the Oretz, even though they didn't get it?
Yeah. But again, that's the Mashmut among some of the Rishon, but this is only a Dinim Brahma.
And was the Indian, and the third one, in terms of Yerushalayim, would they have talked about Yerushalayim, Mamash Yerushalayim, if they didn't?
Yeah, because there was always a kilobatim ma'adate
v'lucha
v'lanachala, as includes the ultimate.
Would have included the term Yerushalayim, or would have been Mokom Asher?
Probably a Mokom Asher Yitzchar Asher, I would imagine, because it's not Shaykh to talk about it anymore. Even though Lamaisa, I mean,
from
Avram Avinu's time, already the Hamakom and so on. It seems it would be a little like telling the end of the story before the beginning. Tana Rabbana, Seder Birkat Hamazon Kachi, Bracha Rishona is the Birkat Hazan, Shnia is Birkat Haaretz, Shlishit is Bonei Yerushalayim, Revi'it is Hatov HaMeitiv, U'B'Shabbat Matchil B'Nechama, U'Mesayim B'Nechama. On Shabbat, the Bracha that we start with Rachem and end with Bonei Yerushalayim, So that is all viewed as nechama, Rashi explains, because the rachamim is also nechama, and therefore we include Shabbat in the middle. And you say Kedushat Hayom, which is Shabbat or Rosh Chodesh, whatever it is, in the middle of that bracha, but you're not maskir the Kedushat Hayom as the Ikra Bracha. The Ikra Bracha is still Nechoma. The Tosis brings that there are those, of course, on Hayom, this is a Shita, many Shitas, that on Shabbat you change the Bracha to Nachem rather than to Rachem. And instead of the Bonei Yerushalayim, you have the Birch of Menachem Zion, or Bonei Yerushalayim on Shabbat. Tosfos says it's a minik shtut, which of course there were many that wouldn't have agreed with that. And the reason that is given by those who have the change is because they view Rachem Na as Tachanunim on Shabbat. Whereas the Lashon of Nachem is that it's as if it's a fair complete. Tosfos says that's ridiculous. There's no real difference between Nachem and Rachem. What's the difference? I mean, you're asking for Nachem or you're asking for Rachamim. Anyway, it's Tachanunim. And besides which, I mean, we say Roenu, Zunenu, Fariseinu. Why isn't that also asking for Parnasa on Shabbat? And he brings the Yerushalmi, indeed, in Shabbat, asks this question. So are we allowed to say Fariseinu on Shabbat? And the Gemara answers there, Tov is Bracha Unatit. Once a bracha was mitukan, and we say in that bracha all week long, Farneseinu, we don't change it on Shabbat. It's a general tefillah, which is not coming together tachanunim on Shabbat. If that's the case, is it? Well, once we're saying that, why in the world would we want to change rachem to nachem? Minak shtuti, emeshane bracha shechol, this Tosfos is lush. And we'll explore this further on our Friday review. We can't do our Friday review this week, I don't think. We have Srefat Chametz, but maybe we could do an earlier review. We have our post-Siyam, maybe. The post-Siyam review. Mechorot is Thursday. So Thursday, we're going to have a Siyum. Kalman's making a Siyum for us on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So now you're in big trouble. You better make us a good Siyum. And bring your Bechor. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, now you don't necessarily have to say Ritzeh in the middle of the Brach of Rachem. Ratzalom Rabbi Nechamalom Rav, you want to, you could say it there. But, I mean, if you want to say it in Birkat Haaretz, you could say it in Birkat Haaretz. If you want to say it in the Brach of Shetiktu Chachamim B'Yav, in the middle of Atov Amitim, you could say it there also. I mean, it's not, because it's not necessarily related specifically to Nechama. But Chachamim Omrim, no. Eino Omra Lev Nechama Bevad. The Shabbat is part of the nature of Bonei Yerushalayim, and if you don't say it there, you're not going to be Yotze. Isn't that just repeating the Tanakhama? I mean, the Tanakhama said that. Tanakhama said that you say it, Benachama, Messiah Benachama. So why are we repeating it? So the Chachamim, Hayna Tanakhama. No, it's not. Because the Tanakhama didn't say against Rebbe Eliezer that you can't even say it if you want to say it elsewhere. No, it's the Nafkamina is B'diavad. According to the Tanakhama, you're supposed to say it in the middle of Nechama. But if you don't, you don't. But the Chachamim, according to them, if you don't, then you're not going to be Yotze. That's what they're saying. Rebbe Eliezer gave you options. Said, no, there's no options. Tan Rabban, minayin lebirkat hamazon min haTorah, shenema v'achalta, v'savata, uveirachta. This first part of the pasuk, the Grot changes the gears to read, zu birkat hazimun. In other words, now that you have finished v'savata, you should be mevorech, meaning get together to say mevorech. Es Hashem Elokecha. That's Birkat HaMazon, the way he changes it, which makes more sense. Although obviously the reason to do it the way we have it is because the Haskarat Hashem, to be Mevorech as Hashem, is Devorech Elokeinu Shach Al Mishalot. All right, but I mean, that's not the only Takon of Zimu. Al HaOretz is a reference to Birkat HaOretz. Hatova is a reference to Bonei Yerushalayim, which is called Hahar Hatova Zeva Halavanon. So there's a reference to Yerushalayim as Tov. And therefore the bracha of Ala Tova is a reference to Yerushalayim. It's Moshe Rabbeinu himself, when he was Mavakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see, to go over into Eretz Yisrael, he wished to see Yerushalayim. So we mentioned that Lashon in Birkat HaMazon as well. Ainly Asher Natana, then this, wait, did I skip?
Asher
Nasana. Zo HaTova HaMeitiv. We'll see that there is a machloket here. Maybe it's possible to open up the door. It looks like it's getting awfully hot in here. Ainly Elala Acharav Lefanav Minai. This is very nice to tell me there's Birkat HaMazon, meaning Birkat HaMazon after the Suda. How do we know there's a bracha before the Suda? Amrit Kavachomer. In terms of the halakha of the dinim of bracha, a person is mevarech after he ate koshkin when he feels more dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's about to satisfy his need. For sure he should be mevarech. We said earlier a number of times that this is not a true kal v'chomer in terms of the dinim d'iraisa, obviously. We don't end up with chiyuv v'bracha b'diraisa, which it would be if it were an emes kal v'chomer. The Gemara was docha this kal v'chomer. And it's obvious that it's based on a different assumption about the nature of bracha. Rabbi Omer, Einot Tzarich, V'achalta V'savat, that the Gra takes out this Einot Tzarich, he takes out Rabbi Omer, he puts in, according to the Rishalmi, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva Omer, V'achalta V'savato V'erachta, is Birkat HaZan. There's no remes to Birkat HaZimun. Birkat HaZimun, we know where we learned it from at the beginning of the parak. Gadul Hashem Iti. That's where we learn it from. Al Haaretz is Birkat Haaretz indeed. Hatova is Bonei Yerushalayim. V'chein Omer HaRatova Zeva Levanon. And there's no remes to Hatova Metiv. Hatova Metiv was a Takon of Yavne. Why do we need a remes to the Takon of Yavne? Ein Leleah Ela Leacharav Lefanav Minayin. Talmud Lomar Shenatan Lach. Natan Lach is Mishnatan Lach. From the moment that you have it in your hands now to eat, that's when you should make the bracha. Yitzchak Omer Einot Tzarich. Areyu Omer Uveirach Et Lach Becha V'et Meimecha. Al Tikra Uveirach Elo Uvarech. Be Mivarech your lechem. Be Mivarech your drink. Eima Taika Rui Lechem. And when are you going to call it lechem? After you eat it. It's only lechem before you eat it. Eima Taika Rui Lechem Kodem Sheikh Lenu. I dare you to have bread after you ate it. Rabbi Natan Omer, Einot Tzarich. Areyu Omer. Look, when they were coming to find out where they could locate the Ro'eh, Shmuel Anovi, they were looking for. So Shaul is wandering around searching for his lost animal, and he meets these girls and he asks them, we hear there's a Navi in these parts. Oh, yes, indeed. And they start explaining to him for half an hour how he's going to find the Navi. So they say, Kevoachem ha'ir kentim tzunato. Of course, that's b'terem y'ala ha'bamata l'echol. Ki lo yochal ha'am ad bo'o, ki hu yivarech ha'zevach, ha'chrecha yoklu ha'kruim. Anyway, meanwhile, it's quite clear that he gives a bracha to the zevach before anybody eats. So you see that there is a bracha before him. The Kokach Lama, why so much discussion? Women love to talk. Shmuel says, no, this guy was gorgeous. They love to look. Don't find every time it has a woman talking, it goes on and on and on like this. But we know that Shaul was particularly handsome. So what do you expect? He asked these girls a question. Obviously, they want to hang on as long as possible. Rabbi Yochanan says the point over here is to bring out that each word was important in the timing. The timing was absolutely critical. Why? Basically what was happening is that the moment that Shmuel would give over the Bisurat HaMalchut and the Meshicha to Shaul, he was no longer the man in charge. Up until this point, it was Shmuel's Malchut. From this point on, it's no longer Shmuel's Malchut. The period of a Malchut is planned out to the last instant. If these girls hadn't spoken long enough, it would have wiped out the entire harmony of the universe. So therefore, we need to have every last word. What their kavana is another issue. But the Torah doesn't have to teach us their kavana. Girls like to talk new mela. Girls like to look at boys new mela. But for us to know this is to recognize the value of each instant. In the Ela Birkata Mazon, Birkata Torah, I mean, and all this talks about V'achalta V'sevata V'rachta. How do we know Birkata Torah? On Rebbe Shlomo, I mean, it's a Kal V'chomer. I mean, if you have to be Mavarech on silly things like physical food, I mean, a little bit of energy, you know, you could have done better with a little atomic reactor. So, V'alchaye Olam Abalo Goshike, certainly on something that brings you to real life, obviously you have to be Mavarech. It says the same lashon of netina ve'etnalacha et luchot ha'even v'atorah v'mitzvot. So netinat HaKadosh Baruch Hu of any type, if it's Torah and mitzvot, if it's Haaretz HaTova, it's mechayev v'bracha. Rabbi Meir omer, minayin shekishem shemevarech al ha'tova, kach mevarech al ha'ra'a. It says Hashem Natan Hashem Elohecha. Now that Elohecha is a lashon of Dayan. In other words, Asher Dayancha. However, it was that God has judged you. Bechol din shidancha, bein midat tova, bein midat puranut. You have the same chiyuv. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer. This seems to be a reversal. Indeed, some of the Achronim say that these last two Ma'amorim were reversed. We should have had Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, which talks about back to Torah again. So as he says, the Lashon of Tova, it's a Tova. Tova is Torah, v'chein omik, lech achtom, natati lachem. Ha-Tova is binyan Yerushalayim. It's Ha-Tov. It says, is Tova Ha-Tova, so Tova is Torah itself. Ha-Tova is Ha-Tov. Ha-Tova is Yerushalayim. Ha-Tova is Ma'alav Anon. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol Shelo Amar Eretz Kanda Tova Rechava B'Birkat Ha-Aretz. Or he leaves out Malchut Beit David from Bonei Yerushalayim. Lo yatzai yedei chobato. Part of the etzem chiyuv of the bracha is that he has to mention the Malchut of David, because Yerushalayim includes not just the place, but also those who are metaken that place and their place in the future of that place. Nochem Azaken Omer Tzarich Sheyizkor Brit. You also need to mention in the Birkata Aretz Brit, because the whole Yerushat Aretz is dependent in the Brit with Avram Avinu, the Tati Lecha Lazaracha Acharecha Teretz Migurecha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, you also need to be Maskir Torah. It's not enough to be Maskir Brit, because the Yerushat Aretz is dependent on Torah, as we find as Laman Tichyun, he said. That said, ubatem, the batem is a result of the Brit HaTorah. We find continuously throughout the Torah, it stresses that these are the mitzvot that are you need to do in Eretz Yisrael, and they're dependent. If you don't do it, you lose Yerushat Haaretz. Therefore, you have to have the Brit of Torah as well, that's mentioned. Plimo Omer, Tzor Shiyakdim Brit LaTorah. You have to say Brit in terms of Brit Milah, which was the first Brit which Torah was given, the Aretz was given, is in the context of Parshas Milah. We have the Natati Lecha V'Lezarecha et Eretz Migurecha. So that is dependent on Brit Milah. And then we have a separate Brit Torah, but it makes more sense to be marked in Brit Milah to Torah. Why? Because Zunitna B'Shalosh Britot. Truth is, and that's what we do. Al Britcha Shechatamta B'Vsareinu V'Al Toratcha Shemadtanu. That brings us into Al Haaretz HaTovah. The reason we would be makdim in this way is because Torah basically was only given b'shalosh britot. We have the Brit of Sinai, we have the Brit that was given in the Ol Moed, which is repeated in various ways and introduced in various ways. And then we have the Har Gerizim and Har Eival, which we talk about. We're going to do it. We talk about in Re'ei, and we talk about in Kitavo, and the actual doing, of course, we come in with Yoshua. But that's a third Brit. But those are only three Britot, whereas when it comes to Brit Milah, in the Parsh of Milah, which in the Rambam lists every single one of them, Zun Yitna B'Shloshesre Britot. You have 13 separate mentions of Brit, and therefore it makes sense to be makdim the Brit of 13 to the Brit of 3. Rabbi Abba Omer, Tzarich Shiomar Bahoda'a, Trilabisov. You have to say Hoda, you have to start with Hoda, you say, know that. Anachlu Modim Lach, Mavorchim Odach. So that concept of Hoda is part of the nature of the bracha at the beginning and the end. It defines the bracha. You must say those things, Baloshin Hoda. Vapochet, Loyevchot, Meachat, Vecholapochet, Meachat, Arezim Megune. You have to be very careful not to cut down on the number of things that you're going to be masker to be modeh for. You're a magune if you do that. Bechol achotem manchil aratzot, yubrikat aratz, or moshiat Yisrael, bebonei Yerushalayim, harei zavur. There's a lot of people think they're very smart. So they have this, their own nusach, you know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manchil aratzot. He gives each nation the place where they're supposed to be. That's not the bracha of on Eretz Yisrael. And maybe true, but that's what we're bringing the bracha on. Moshiach Yisrael is not the essence of the bracha either when it comes to Bnei Yerushalayim. It's a specific relationship to the place of Yerushalayim. V'chor she'aino omer brit v'torah, as we said before, v'brikata aretz, or leaves out Malchut Beit David b'Bnei Yerushalayim, lo yatsa yedei chovato. I think we better stop because it's sort of that. Unless you want to just, yeah, we'll go to the dots, but then we'll do some review here. Yeah, as I say, I wasn't here, so we don't have. Shmoo, how are you? When did you get in?
I got in late Thursday morning.
One of my grandchildren took my glasses. I'll go. The store wasn't open this morning.
There's one here.
Yeah, there's one here.
Because I'm going to.
Yeah, I have rules as well.
I have to run.
I'll go to Kahana's son-in-law.
I have to run. I just have to bring her a smile. This is. I haven't seen this for years. And then finally, like right after Purim, this LA Times, the comics, it was there. The guys here are both, it's a men's kind of comic series. Most of the guys are like, Nice smile.
Very cute.
Are you the chassan?
This is the chassan.
Shalom aleichem. I'm one of your long-lost brothers. I'm back.
If you can, fine.
When he says you're not masculine, Beis David, so that for sure is like it would be a change in his life. I mean, you can't have.